Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Alphonso Dennard's NFL career got off on the wrong foot. A run-in with the law just 1 week before last April's draft dropped him all the way to the seventh round, despite being considered one of the top cornerbacks in the draft. It's taken about 6 months, but Dennard has made an ascension with the Patriots that could result in a starting role.
Fires it long and deep, end zone, caught, touchdown. A touchdown reception by Doug Baldwin. Just leaped in the air and made the catch. Very poorly played by the Patriots.
Kyle Arrington wasn't the only member of the Patriots secondary to struggle last Sunday in Seattle, but as it turned out, his inability to stop the Seahawks' Doug Baldwin early on led to a change in how the Pats deployed their cornerbacks that day.
The coaches just told me just go in for Kyle, and that's what I did. I mean, I'm not sure why. I'm not going to get into that, but they just told me just go in there.
It marked the second straight week the coaches have sent Dennard onto the field in a reserve role. The rookie out of Nebraska was inactive for the first 4 weeks of the season, including his 23rd birthday on opening day with a hamstring injury. His debut against Denver was successful, but was also an eye-opener, as his fellow rookie Chandler Jones predicted.
I missed out on a lot. I mean, the game speed. I mean, me and Chandler talked, he was like, once you go out there for this season, like I played preseason, and it wasn't that fast, but he said once the season starts, once you get out there, it's a different speed, and it's a different speed. You got to be focused on a lot of things because a lot of stuff you got to learn. You got to have your technique on point. You got to kind of mirror the receiver, like I said. You got to just know what the receiver going to do before he go out there.
It's been a tough early season stretch for the Pats secondary. The Pats rank 28th in the NFL in passing yards allowed, and their opponents have scored 15 passing touchdowns, a total that ties for the most in the league. At cornerback, Devin McCourty and Arrington have started every game so far, while Sterling Moore has entered as a reserve in every game. Rozai Dowling has been benchbound for most of the season, while Marquise Cole gets occasional snaps. There is most definitely an opening for someone to emerge as a reliable mainstay at corner, and perhaps Dennard will become that guy. In the meantime, others in the Pats locker room remain in support of the secondary.
Those guys have a tough job to do. And you know, they're trying the best as they can. They're competing. And I wouldn't want any other guy on my team than the guys that we have in this locker room and the guys that are going out there playing for us on Sunday.
It's unlikely that we'll see wholesale changes in personnel in the Pats defensive backfield. What's more likely is some tweaking of roles, maybe some lower-tiered additions. But what the Pats most need is improvement, especially by their younger players, and that includes Dennard. Maybe we'll see Dennard get that starting role come this Sunday against the Jets. That will do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.